A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. They said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put Jesus to death. The Gospel of the Lord. You know, what does it mean to watch closely? I remember when I was growing up watching closely. I was the youngest of three in my family, and I did this so I could learn the rules of the game. And sometimes it really was a game. Sometimes it was a behavior or a skill. I so wanted to be like my older brother and sister. And later, like the popular kids or the powerful ones. There were even times when I remember watching closely so that I could catch someone in the act. And in doing so, I could be the powerful one, whatever that meant. In this gospel passage, the Pharisees watched Jesus closely so they could catch him in the act. And what was the act? They wanted to see if Jesus would cure the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath. They wanted to catch Jesus in the act of doing good. They wanted to catch him saving life rather than ignoring it. They wanted to catch Jesus in an act that was for him something that he practiced often. For him, it was like a spiritual discipline. Wherever Jesus looked, he saw opportunities for drawing on the goodness of God. He knew that that goodness resided within him. He also knew that he was to use it for a specific purpose, for the benefit of others, no matter the consequences. The invitation of today's gospel is to see as Jesus sees and to do good whenever we can, no matter the consequences. For us to do this, we need to cultivate at least two things. First, it seems to me that we need to cultivate a contemplative life so that God is at the center of our being, so that we know that there, God's goodness, God's grace is always available and always accessible. To open our eyes so that we can see God in the world around us wherever we are. And second, we need courage so that we can act no matter the consequences. Cultivating a contemplative life and acting with courage both take practice, and that's why we need to surround ourselves with a trustworthy community. People whom we can watch closely and imitate with confidence because we know something together. A trustworthy community proclaims this: the goodness of God is for the sake of others. In this gospel passage, we meet the Pharisees observing the Sabbath. Jesus, though, made that same Sabbath holy. He practiced a spiritual discipline, and in doing so, he made the Sabbath holy. He made the goodness of God evident. And for that, he was willing to pay the consequences. He put his trust in God, however. As the responsorial psalm says for today, God is my refuge and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield, in whom I trust.